Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's do Speedy Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Got a joke sent in from Gary Lenz in Chicago and Gordon and Mary Jo Schwantkowski from Cary, Nanette in Pontiac, Brian in the Northwoods, Wisconsin, and from Mundelein, Steve Frisky Painter. I'm not sure if that's a description of Steve or a last name, but there it is. Thank you, Steve. Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Kathy Reynolds in Roselle. Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. Speed jokes equals big fun, says Judy Bird. We got another one sent in from Dave Carr in Canada. And Amy Anderson listening this week in Spicer, Minnesota. Diane Paul, Carl Langer, James Wing feeling like fall this morning in Southwest Michigan. Kaya Fole-Smith and Byron, Larry Duransky in Chicago, Mary Nagelvoort, Clyde and Rogers Park says, if I'm picked to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, can I get a cocoa mug instead of the coffee mug? I didn't know there was a difference. You put in there whatever you want, Clyde. Okay, Andy, you're on.
All right, John, why does Smokey Bear have flat feet?
I know, from stamping out forest fires.
John, why do ducks have flat feet?
For stamping out forest fires.
I'm curious, why do elephants have flat feet?
For stamping out flaming ducks.
John, my friend is the squat coach at the local weight room.
I guess he works on weekends. I've seen 5 articles on the discus throw in 3 days, Andy.
It's because of the Olympics.
Now is the summer of our disc content. Content. Anyway, go ahead, Andy. Andy, I won a silver medal at the Olympics.
What for?
Telling knock-knock jokes. And I also have a gold medal.
And what's that for?
For stopping.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur, in a silent role, will portray a teenaged male praying mantis, and John Williams will star as the father of a female praying mantis whom Andy has come to the door to pick up for a date.
What?
In the fog.
No, I got it. Okay, here's my line. Have her home by 10, young man, and you'd better have your head still fully attached. It's almost a smarty pants joke. Actually, I think this story is true. President Lincoln was approached by a woman after a political speech. She said, if you were my husband, I would poison your tea. And Lincoln replied, if you were my wife, I'd drink it. Things that keep me awake, number 408, how do Amish women know if it's a romantic candlelit dinner or just a regular dinner? I have this habit, Andy. Unfortunately, I do most this bad. I'm going to start again because we may replay this one tomorrow. I have this bad habit, Andy. Unfortunately, I do most of my proofreading before I hit SNED. Kind of a visual one. I don't know. Maybe we don't use that tomorrow. Andy, the remnants of the Who. Andy, the remnants of the Who. Okay. So that'll work.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Hey, Andy, the remnants of the Who are still on tour.
Still out there, huh?
Yep. But their old bus has finally broken down for good.
So it won't get fueled again?